I'm here in South Carolina for a Donald Trump rally where thousands of people have been lining up for hours to get inside, showing the endless devotion that these supporters have for the former president. One of the more striking ways we see this impassioned loyalty from Trump fans is at the end of his rallies, where there's a sudden shift in tone, where it goes from very high energy into almost a solemn church-like atmosphere. Trump gives a 10 to 15 minute sermon, preaching to his crowd, his faithful flock of supporters.
3 years ago, we were a great nation, and we will soon be a great nation again.
Initially, his supporters greeted this moment by holding up an index finger into the air, signaling QAnon, the movement of conspiracy theorists, even though the Trump campaign has distanced itself from that movement. In its place, what we see are people almost in prayer. The net effect here is Trump has turned the Republican Party into something resembling the Church of Trump. There are a couple of reasons why Trump is doing this. One is to deflect and distract from the 90-some charges he's facing. You know, he's portraying himself as a persecuted political martyr here, as someone who is being targeted because of his supporters' beliefs and not because of anything he's done wrong.
And in the end, they're not after me, they're after you. I just happen to be standing in the way, and I always will.
And another is a more nuts and bolts campaign effect. The Trump campaign can spend less money turning out these voters. These devotees will come out en masse to vote for him. While on the other hand, Democrats will try to use this against him, will try to use these images to make this seem cult-like in order to spook moderate voters back into their column.
Donald Trump as a religious figure, Michael Bender, I found your article today so interesting because I've been to like 100 more Donald Trump rallies, and they have a certain religious fervor to them. They always have. But there is something notably different now. Tell me what you've observed.
Yeah, it's these like last 10 or 15 minutes of his rally. I mean, these rallies have long been known as for being raucous and volatile and off script. But now they change. Is a very big tone shift in these last few minutes for his finale. It gets very reverent. Soft, reflective music plays throughout the arena, and he kind of recites this fairly tightly scripted, especially for former President Trump, a kind of political creed for his MAGA nation. And I've had, you know, I grew up Catholic. It reminded me a little bit of the Nicene Creed we used to say in church. And but I've had other people describe this to me as no, this is an altar call at the end of a lot of Christian services. This kind of ambient music plays, and people come down and proclaim their faith and, you know, in their Lord and Savior. And Trump has really, you know, this is how he's positioned himself in this third campaign. He is the, you know, again, he is very careful not to call himself a Jesus figure, but he very much presents himself as the one true Republican leader. And we've seen this at multiple levels of the party, him replacing supporters at the Republican National Committee with people who are even more loyal to him, arm twisting in Congress to get people to back off endorsements or to back off legislation that might be harmful to his campaign. And among the rank and file level, this is how he does it. He's turned his rallies into a sort of aesthetic church-like experience, and supporters eat it up. I mean, they are, at the end of the rallies, you'll see people kind of bow their heads, yeah. Hold their arms close to their chest, and almost like they're praying along with them.
Using this religious language, his supporters reacting to him again as a religious figure. Is that siloing off these voters, or is it expanding the tent in this America, in America 2024, going into the election in November? What are you hearing as you do your reporting on the ground?
Yeah, well, I've talked to a number of Trump supporters over the past couple of months, and a few weeks after that conversation that you guys reported in Iowa, I was talking to a group of Trump supporters in South Carolina, and they were telling me how they feel like they have a personal relationship with Donald Trump, and that he cares about them. He doesn't just care about the country, he cares about them. And it's one of the things that I think may get lost is that, you know, for some voters, and we talk to them, It's about the policies or about the lesser of two evils. But one of the reasons why Trump's base of loyalists is so steadfast is because they think he's a good guy and they think he cares about them and they don't think that he has done anything wrong. And by the way, Katie, they don't think he's going to do anything extra constitutional with this next term if he wins it. They don't believe that he's going to try and stick around after the term ends. They don't believe that he's going to try and bend the Constitution to his will in any illegal manner. When he talks about being a dictator on day one, they understand that in their mind to mean he's going to pass executive orders like every new president does on day one. And so it's just a completely different frame of mind for them. But one of the reasons why they stick with him is we can tick off the things that he has done to push voters away, but he's also, done these things to bring a community of voters closer to him and keep them. And that's why he is in the position he is in.
Go, Andrew Weissman. And I mean, you're describing ultra fair. And I appreciate that you went farther than to say a singular standard of judge. He now exists in a status only available to him, wasn't available to Jeffrey Epstein, wasn't available to mob. I mean, it exists only for him. And I wonder if at some point we stop with all of this. We say he was too much for the judicial system. I have some breaking news on that front. I'll bring it to you in a second. But I wonder if it's a charade at this point, Andrew Weissman, if we should just have a conversation with the voters, say, listen, it is always up to you who you want to represent you every 4 years. But now more than ever, you are voters, you are jurors. Here's all the facts as I see them. Is that where we are?
Well, I do think that we are at a situation where you do have to ask yourself, at a time when you see a federal judge, a sitting federal judge, having to go on air to defend the rule of law, but you don't see that by members of Congress condemning violence. You don't see that from the Department of Justice understanding the situation we're in, speaking out in the way, for instance, Archibald Cox had spoken out. And, you have three former prosecutors here with Claire and Tim and my experience. And if you'd ask any of us, if we ever had a defendant like this and their name was not Donald Trump, would any of us say that the judge wouldn't have hauled that person in and read them, at the very least, read them the Riot Act about what they can and cannot do? That would have happened the moment of the post being made with respect to the current president. Remember, this has nothing to do with the gag order. It is simply a crime to threaten the president of the United States. But it's also something that can lead to having a much, much stricter gag order. All of that would have happened by now. And it's the idea that he can say that he's being treated unfairly is so laughable, because I think anybody on this panel would say he's been treated with kid gloves by the system.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Easter Monday, 1 April in the year of our Lord, 2024. So the day we did the Tale of Two Cities at the beginning about New York City and the 4 days, 4 days in March, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, about what went on in New York and the difference in these campaigns. And I said it could encapsulate the choice the nation has, but the direction the nation wants to go in those 4 days. Now, Michael Bender, who I think is a very, look, he's New York Times, so he's always going to be biased, but he was over at the Wall Street Journal for years. He's written a huge piece in the New York Times today about all this Christian imagery, this new Christian imagery that's been infused into the Trump campaign. And right there, and I really want to thank Denver, in particular our production team here, for doing that great cold open, because that comparison contrast now even another subset of two different sides of this. You get the Andrew Weissman, Nicole Wallace, and all they're doing, and I keep telling folks, and we're going to make some announcements here over the next couple of days, because we are going to do quite big coverage with Real America's Voice on the trial in New York City. And the reason is it's going to be a global media event. In fact, Hope Hicks was announced today, I think under subpoena. She's going to come and be a witness for the prosecution. Remember, the prosecution, when they send you these subpoenas, you don't have a choice on these trials of not showing up. And they've got they're going to be subpoenaing a lot of people. But this is not about any kind of business records or anything like that. This is their shot, the one shot they've got using lawfare to try to smear Trump, position Trump in the people's minds. And particularly here, they're going to go to the Stormy, because they think, hey, this is very simple. You got porn stars, you have Playmate bunnies, you've got the Billy Bush situation, you're going to have all this. And that'll be simple for people to understand. Orange man bad, orange man bad. So that's what they're going to do. And the coverage, the global media coverage, is going to be unbelievable. MSNBC, particularly Nicole Wallace and a couple of the announcers, they are literally spending every second of every day of, oh my gosh, gag order, Trump's being treated with kid gloves. I mean, this is pure election interference. This is never, if you look at and conceive of or just conceptualize what's happening, never before in American history, ever, not even have we had as much election interference by these radical Democrats. They do not want Trump to get a fair hearing in front of the American people. Forget a trial. We know they don't want that, but in front of the American people. On the other hand, you're seeing they're all now completely and totally freaked out. And by the way, if we could prep, which I will call for, Amy Semple Brzezinski, that I've got to play that again. Amy Semple Brzezinski. They're so freaked out that their coalition's not coming together. It's not coming together. So they have to do two things. Number one, say that Trump is a cult. Now, Trump is infusing this with Christian imagery, and Trump is trying to run as Jesus, and Trump is trying to be Christ-like, and we know that Trump is a devil. That's what they're saying. Also, at the same time, they're putting out their false, phony, self-serving. All of a sudden, all of them are in love with Jesus, right? All of them are Jesus's, Jesus is my bestie. They're all hugging up on that. Remember, you probably didn't hear that for, I don't know, years and years and decades, but now it's they got to do that because they understand in their coalition certain elements like the Hispanic community and the African-American community are quite conservative socially conservative. And they like traditional values, and they don't like what's happening. Like, here's what they don't like. They particularly don't like transgender Visibility Day at the White House on Easter Sunday. Now, we've got Brandon Showalter. Brandon's going to join me at the top of the 6 hour, and he's going to walk through, all from Whitmer to President Newsom and First Lady Newsom, their video messages, Biden, Hochul, all of them on this transgender. And now they realize there's some heat. They're trying to back off a little bit, but that is the alternative religion they're putting up from Christianity, this kind of merger of this, this Gaia-infused voodoo that combines a climate cult with transgender ideology and a little dose of transhumanism on top of it to get some weird pagan religion for the 21st century. And they're freaked out that particularly, as Ralph Reed said, hey, there's 30 million unregistered Christians that are now coming to the, are awakening to the fact that you have to be in the public square and you have to defend your religion in the public square and you have to fight in the public square. So we're going to take a short commercial break. Remember, turbulence all over. We're back. Alex DeGrasse is going to join us later in the show about redistricting. Yes, you, War Room Posse, are getting major wins and maybe even locking in a hold on the House of Representatives. Of course, we've got Brandon Showalter. We're going to go through all of this transgender, this radical ideology. Make sure you go to birchgold.com. Gold's bounced around an all-time high, gets up, backs off a little bit, but check out why it's being driven and driven even higher. Big articles in CNBC, Fox Business All at birchgold.com/Bannon. Go talk to the professionals today. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
You know, somebody the other day said to me, Zerlina, well, but you know, Joe Biden's old. I said, you know what? Joe Biden is old. Let's go ahead and accept the reality. Joe Biden is old. So we have a contest between one candidate who's old, but who's done an effective job and doesn't threaten our democracy. Mm. And we have another candidate who is old, barely makes sense when he talks, is dangerous and threatens our democracy. So really, pick between your two old ones and figure out how you're going to save our democracy. Because no matter where you stand on the political spectrum, you want to maintain freedom and the rule of law and protection for people's fundamental rights, or at least I used to think so.
You know, I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, particularly black, younger blacks, younger Latinos, or whatever, but whatever younger, I don't know, like younger people of color, particularly males. We're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
You know, Charlie Sykes yesterday, celebrating Easter, we went to church, we heard from a pastor who made this point. I mean, there's so many good points in his sermon, but it's that Easter was a day for renewal, to think about your relationship with God, to think about your relationship with Jesus, because he loves you unconditionally. Because it's a relationship that you have with your God, with God, and not religion. It's not a relationship with a religion. It's not a relationship with politics. It's not a relationship with a person. It's a relationship with God. And today is your day to, maybe it hasn't been so good, but here's your day to come back. It was very beautiful. And then, you know, reading in for the show this morning, it was very jarring to see a candidate, the front runner for the Republican nominee, there's a word I want to use, but just tear all over that that concept and make it about himself.
Wow, that Carvel. I think that was from Ari Melber the other day. He kind of lays it out. Their coalition's not coming together. Not even close. As he said, they're leaving in the droves. Part of this is us continue to hammer on the economics of it. Remember, young people under 35 are the new Russian serfs. There's a report out today, I think for the first time in American history, it's more expensive to buy and everything than to rent in every different real estate market in the country. I'll have more on that tomorrow as I can delve into the report overnight, make sure I understand it. And this is why now they're freaking out. This is why they're going to hammer Trump thinks he's Christ. Trump is running a cult. These people are dangerous. They're outside the mainstream. No, no, no. The Judeo-Christian West is the foundational element in the foundation of the country. Oh, my gosh. They're going to go crazy. Isn't this Christian nationalism talk? This is reality talk about the United States of America. You can come back with all the multicultural stuff you want. That's all fine. The Christian faith in this nation has always welcomed other faiths, so you to practice your own faith and your own idea of how do you get to God. But this civilization is built on the foundations of the Judeo-Christian West. Full stop. We're the new Jerusalem. Full stop. And they're starting to freak out because they see their coalition not coming together, so they're throwing everything up. That's why this trial on the 15th is not about business records. The trial on the 15th is to destroy Trump in front of the American people, and particularly women. Although I'm pretty adamant you shouldn't go out of your way to chase that vote. You put forward your program, and if it votes for you, great. If it doesn't, there's many other demographics and coalitions that are being built right now. You can see in the African-American community and the Hispanic community coming more to this populist message every day. But, you know, Amy Semple Brzezinski shows you what they're going to do. They're all going to be loving up on Jesus now because they don't really want to expose their true ideology. What's their true ideology? You saw it over the last 4 days and culminating on Easter Sunday. The most, you know, Christmas is one thing, but Lent and Advent and Christmas obviously ends in a celebration, the birth of Christ. But Lent, Ash Wednesday, Lent, and then leading up to Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, hey, that's like the real deal. That's the most solemn, that's like the high holy days in the Jewish faith. This is the most solemn part of the Christian and Catholic calendar. Biden is so freaked out now, he's issuing one statement after the other that, hey, I didn't know we did that. I didn't issue that. It's some staffer. No, not good enough. It was on your letterhead with the big, you know, proclamation from the White House. You're telling me that Zen Master Jean-Pierre doesn't run that stuff by you, that you just put these massive proclamations under your name? And I think had a quote from Genesis. Brandon Showalter, I think, is going to get us straight on that in the next hour. That you didn't know anything about this? Well, Newsom did because he put out a video, and Whitmer did. It's your new ideology. You're a confluence, a convergence of this radical climate change, Gaia, paganism. It's a pagan cult, pagan religion, coupled with radical transgender ideology. Another bizarro cult, and it's a cult. Don't take it from me. Take it from Dr. Marion Grossman. Take it from these experts in the field that are sitting there going, now is it totally false and phony? It's a cult. The convergence of that. And this is what you've got. You've got this radical ideology that's counter. It couldn't be clearer. Yes, it's tax policy. It's national security. But it gets down to a couple of basic things like the invasion of the southern border. That not only is not stopped, you do understand it's getting worse every day. One, they want it to be worse. Two, they think they get more voters in here or people that can fake like they're voters. Number three, they actually want it for the economy. Their measure of the economy is you're not good enough. You're not buying enough. You won't work cheaply enough or essentially for free. So they have to get more people in here. And also the fact that they know they can be shown the door here quite quickly. And all this gets about, oh, accountability, these people are going to be revenge. We're not revenge. I said the other day, investigate, litigate, adjudicate, incarcerate. How's that? Have a flow, you like the process there? But we are going to investigate. It has to be investigated. We're not going to just sit here and let you steal an election. We're not going to sit here and let you try to destroy this country. We're not going to just sit here and allow you to destroy the greatest nation in the history of the earth and the citizens of that country, which you are destroying. We're not going to just sit there and go, oh, that's fine. No, you have to be held accountable. With great power goes great responsibility. Well, you stole the power, and then you did bad and evil things. You must be held accountable for it. As sure as the turning of the earth, and I don't care how much you whine and cry and, oh, no, and Nicole Wallace loses it. She got that whiny, teeny voice. That's where they're putting so much on the 15th. All the chips are going in the table for them. All the chips are going in the middle of the table. That's where they're all going. because they have to stop Trump. Trump is the evil one. I can't wait till they wake up and understand that President Trump and the movement that he created is a moderate. He's a good man. He's got a big heart. He's a very nice guy. That's what that great piece right there. People think, they think that he cares about them. They know that he cares about them. They think that he's thinking about them. That's what they say when they go. This guy understands where I am. This guy understands where the country is. He understands how angry I am. He understands how frustrated I am. He understands how powerless I am. And he exudes that and connects. What did Shaw say? Only connect. He connects. That Biden's rest can't. The none of them. It's a joke. That's where they hate Trump. They hate Trump because of the connection. They hate Trump because of the passion of his followers. And of course, they've demonized you to all over the map. Orange man bad and orange man supporters worse. This is why it's the greatest comeback in the American political history. With virtually no money. Remember, they're spiking the football all day. $26 million, suck on that. How's that? And President Trump's got one coming in April. Now, look, as you know, I'm not fond of that sort of thing, but in modern politics, it's got to be done. And right now, MAGA's tapped out. You know you guys are pretty tapped out. The small donors can't give because they're hurting. This is why 2016 was the miracle of all miracles. We ended up in the White House, didn't owe anybody anything. I told him, I said, you understand that this has never happened before in politics and maybe back at the founding of the Republic. As Roger Kimball told us today about the issues of factions and General Washington's farewell address. But no, unbelievable. Trump didn't owe anybody. Here, because Biden's raising $2 billion, President Trump's got to take large donor checks. I'm not a fan of that, but he's not going to change his fundamental policies. He may have to, you know, a little bit because that's just nature of politics. But Trump, boom, populism. Trump, boom, nationalism. Trump, boom, America first. Just bang, bang, bang. And they hate him because they understand your commitment to him. And part of your commitment is you understand, wait for it, MSNBC, wait for it, wait for it. No, don't go, wait for it. He is an instrument of divine providence. Yep, he is. No, of that, there's no doubt. There's empirical evidence of that. This is one of the reasons people support him, because they understand he's doing God's will to save this republic. When all rationality said, no, let me not do that, they win. Trump wouldn't do that. Trump would never quit. Trump would never back down. And that's why they hate him, and that's why they must destroy him. Alex DeGraff. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that. $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, make sure all your devices are safe. Silent, SLNT.com/war room. You get your discount, but go check out all the products at silent.com. State actors, government actors, bad guys, all of it, listening to your device, your iPad, your computer, your phone, all of it. Make sure they can't get your data, can't get your information, can't. What's those should be between you and the person you're sending them, not to the world. Get the Great Faraday products, the backpacks, the pouches, the computer bags, all of it. SLNT.com/warroom. You get a big discount. Actually, it's slash Bannon. Bannon War Room. You'll figure it out. But go check it out today. Great products. And that first segment, it is Katie Turr. You see the troubled look on her face. And Katie was actually the beat report, one of the beat reporters. She said she went to hundreds of Trump rallies, at least hundreds of Trump rallies. We used to see her all the time. She has a pained look on her face. But Vaughn Hilliard of MSNBC, Michael Bender of The New York Times, and David Drucker of Dispatch. I want to put that segment up later. You should see that segment in its entirety to get, and I'm not trying to make sure you go through pain because you got to watch MSNBC, but you need to understand how the enemy thinks, how the enemy views us, how the enemy breaks this down in information warfare. Now I've got a brilliant young man that's done an incredible job. Let me play the cold open. We got Alex DeGrasse on here of Where the War Room Posse has put its shoulder to the wheel in more victories. Let's go ahead and have it, and we'll bring Alex in.
Remember them? Well, they're in South Carolina, and looking at a new district map, a map that courts have already called unconstitutional. Now, this was the map before redistricting in 2022. 6 Republican districts and 1 Democratic district. And now this is the map that was challenged after it was drawn in 2022. The same number of districts, but a few changes near Charleston that make one district less competitive than it was before. Civil rights groups sued. They argued the map was drawn to intentionally move thousands of black voters into a different district for political reasons and dilute their voting strength. A 3-judge panel, frankly, agreed. South Carolina appealed.
Let me have it. So DeGrasse, and I want to go through, we got other better clips too. We're going to play later in the week with you on this because it's so important. This Alabama, South Carolina, they're accusing, this is Chris Hayes, yeah, they're accusing the court of moving too slow in one time, too quick in the other, that the MAGA movement and Trump have all got this gun deck because of these right-wing MAGA judges on the Supreme Court. Just pull the camera back for a second. Where do we actually stand? What's the situation in South Carolina? What's the situation in Alabama, in North Carolina, in New York? Because, folks, you have had Alex's back and the team over there's back. This is all important for what's coming up in November this year, sir.
So, Steve, I think if we do take a step back, and thank you, thank the posse, because it's, I mean, Politico has the headline. I sent it over to Cameron. I don't know if he's able to put it up. But if you look, boom, right there. This is it. This is what we've been speaking about on War Room. This was the goal. I mean, we didn't seek to necessarily redraw these maps across the board. It was the Democrats that played this game. They went to the media. They went to, I mean, they had every mainstream outlet talking about a 3-4 seat pickup just in New York alone, down south, another 3 or 4 seats. We were talking about flipping the majority right there, Steve. I mean, you and I, you know, months back, of course. And now, as the dust has settled, it's actually a net 1 Republican pickup, which the first time I think that was discussed was actually at the Force Multiplier event when we were going through those numbers and we had some breaking data and projections.
Hang on. I want to make sure the audience understands the impact of this and the lefties that watch this show. As we went through this and talked, we had the great fights and the great wins in 22 to lead up to that. But we looked at the map in New York, and also looked at the voting rights issues that they were going to come at us in the South, and it was looking like a 6-8 seat pickup, and that's what they were banging the drum and all over this, and of course Mark Elias, all these guys are all over it. That article the other day, and what they're so incensed about, as it comes down to this, it's not going to be a 6-8 seat pickup by the Democrats. It could be a net one increase to the Republicans. Is that where we stand on the 1st of April of 2024,
yeah,
sir?
It is a one. It's a +1 pickup. We don't necessarily see any opportunities for any further changes as we draw into the military ballots going into the federal primaries and whatnot. So we feel this is locked in. That's why with South Carolina, where they're melting down, you know, they had one lower court rule that had to be looked at. Then that same court said, let's do the election because this is sort of getting drawn out. So they play a big game. But the reality is New York was really the key, Steve, because they talked about how it was sort of Democrats were being timid, but it was really Republicans, Elise, and some others that were on very hard offense, on the counteroffensive in 2022. We went to court. We won. They were very nervous about another lawsuit. And so for them, they mostly folded. Due to the pressure and sort of the inside games, we had people actually inside the room with them. So there you go for everyone watching. And we were able to play them off each other and got this map through, which in New York, we can hold every seat and pick up one, we believe. Actually pick up two now that we lost New York 3. So everything's in play. It's very interesting, of course, across the board. But that net one pickup due to North Carolina is critical, of course. Again, the
tell
result
me about what is this, Chris Hayes?
State Supreme Court seat. Sorry.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. State Supreme Court. I want to go to the. They're going crazy about state Supreme Courts and about, I guess, our own U.S. Supreme Court too, or the federal. What is happening on the legal side that looks like it more has our back, or am I misinterpreting that? Because the left, MSNBC, is going crazy. That I guess the courts haven't really backed them up at the end of the day, particularly people moving more quickly.
Well, they've tried to move. I mean, this stuff sort of came out of nowhere. I mean, this sort of unprecedented how quick they tried to move. I think what you see here is, I mean, these guys are tough, these Democrats, but it's a lot of grift. I mean, they talk a good talk. They get out there. The media feeds it. They get their people in sort of a frenzy. The money starts pouring in. They sell this stuff to donors. And I mean, they really have no legal basis for most of this stuff. And some of this stuff needs to be really looked at, of course. And so it's all about the state Supreme Courts. It's all about state courts sort of broadly on this front. That's the key, especially in these battleground states and especially in the context of counting the votes in 2024, of course. So it's all connected. And it's been sort of interesting how this has played out behind the scenes as well as sort of out in front with the posse.
We're just right now, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, with the Gallagher, and it gets so complicated to follow, but we're about 217 to 213 right now, roughly. Is that where we are in the House?
Yeah. Yeah, we feel good. Now, I think
in November. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think roll call had, and they're sort of good on the campaign back and forth coverage. I didn't send this to Cameron, but I'll try to when I get a second. But they talked to him, and you and I were talking about this article, Steve, where they go through the map, and it's really, really tight map. I mean, it's real tight. Just due to redistricting, there's just less, quote unquote, competitive toss-up seats. And in the competitive toss-up seats, all of the fundamentals and metrics of which we've talked about on War Room are now being sort of explained by the mainstream media to the rest of the country, where Republicans hold an advantage to pick up seats if we can execute and get a handle on turning out the vote and protecting the vote, of course. And so now the mainstream media, they're acknowledging our wins on redistricting. They're acknowledging that House Republicans have very strong structural advantages on this map, which is a very, very tight map. As we also discussed at the Force Multiplier event as well. Tight map, 34 target seats.
So in the tight map, it looks like structurally and where we stand, is it 220 to 222? I mean, is that where people, and I understand you got to execute, you got to be on this, they're going to be bringing heavy artillery for this, but you've got to feel pretty good about where we could have been versus where we are today. Am I incorrect on that?
That's right. I mean, we've got strong candidates. We're getting some of the fundraising and small dollar fundraising where it counts, which is in candidate campaign accounts, which is the most critical and important donation that you can make is to a candidate that you support that's sort of on those frontline seats, because the candidate dollars can be spent much more efficiently and effectively just by law and a lot of other reasons as well. And so that's important. As well as the fact that you've got four Democrats that are in these target seats that are quitting. We have zero Republicans that are in kind of competitive seats. All of these retirements are in the conservative seats. And so it's a much different dynamic than on the Democrat side. And that's not talked about. Now you've got five Democrats, actually, with the New Hampshire 2nd District, with the leader of the Democrat Moderate Caucus throwing in the towel. So, I mean, this stuff is really sort of big deal, actually.
Was that a shocker for you up in New Hampshire? It caught me by surprise. Did it catch you by surprise?
Yeah, I mean, she's tough. I mean, it's a battleground seat. It's one that Biden wins single digits. that's a target seat. She, you know, she's was well liked. I mean, you have some of these Democrats that have built their own name ID. They've run tough races and they've won. Think about Spanberger, some of these people, Kilmeade, and they're out. And all of them are really sort of a surprise to all of us because I think they're going to struggle to hold these seats. An open seat is much, much tougher to hold, especially when you've got crazy Democrats running in some of these primaries. I think you've got Vindman. I mean, he's a total lunatic. He's running in that Spanberger seat, and he's got massive issues across the board, which we know.
Big issues, but he's raised a lot of money. You're saying they've also come, when we see these people like Spanberger and these people, she's going to go run for the governor, I got it, but they essentially, for the audience, they essentially look, they know it sucks to be in the minority. They look out there and they say, I've seen the restructuring, I've seen the redistricting, I see the map, I don't see us pulling this off, I want out, I'm going to go try something else. Is that one of the things that's that is flowing through here that we should focus on?
Yeah, I mean, they would rather roll the dice at sort of running for Senate and lose than sort of lose in their House seat. And so that's a big deal because they know that they are in a tough position. Senate or government, governor in the case of Spanberger, of course, Slotkin in Michigan, Senate, of course. So they're all not polling well in those races that they're running in. So that's also sort of an interesting situation. But, you know, the left has a lot of internal problems. They don't get talked about as much. You've got this sort of Michigan and Minnesota issue. I'm hearing from Democrats in New York with Jewish support eroding rapidly due to a bunch of issues. So Biden is getting pulled in a million directions, and the House Democrats are in free fall. They were told to talk about Bidenomics. Now they don't. Now the only people talking about Bidenomics are House Republicans, of course, litigating the issues. And so I think Axios had a good spread on sort of how many times that name was sort of mentioned.
Yeah.
Who's saying it, of course. Yeah. And, you know, no. Their guys are all trying to figure out what to do, what to say. And the poll numbers, I mean, they're catastrophic. You've got illegal immigration and the border invasion being the number one unprompted issue with voters in the Gallup poll, Morning Consult poll, Bloomberg, all these polls. I mean, this is MAGA's ascendant on every single front, Steve.
Real quickly, I know you got to bounce real quickly. Mark Elias talked a lot of smack, and you know we think he's the evil genius. How did he end up with these terrible results?
I think a lot of it is, you know, these guys in D.C., what happens is, Steve, is they push, they push, they push. You know, they're on the phones and they're trying to pressure these Democrats, right? You know, you look at New York, for example. I mean, you have, I know for a fact, because Hakeem Jeffries put out a statement publicly and opposed the sort of bipartisan map that got put out of the commission and talked all types of crazy stuff. We know that they were desperately working the phones, calling and certainly threatening Democrats. And a lot of Democrats are afraid politically for their own issues. And I don't think that game is working much longer with a lot of people. They don't really care about central Democrat HQ and people calling from DC threatening some of these guys. Just like some of our people, they just want to kind of get by and move along. They don't want some of the heat. That's why it's so important that we go on offense on every single avenue we can on this front. We have the posse calling our people, calling their people, putting the pressure on because they folded. I mean, that's what happened. Yeah. In New York, they folded.
Hang on for one second. I'll take a short commercial break. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. Be back in a moment. The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Bannon.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
The alternative economy. Stop giving your money to people that hate you. We're going to Mike Lindell on here in a minute, Crom. Stop giving your money to people who hate you. Give your money to people that give great products and services that and have to match up. We understand that, but support your values. PatriotMobile.com. Go check it out. Glenn Story and the team over there. You get free hookup. Use a promo code Bannon. Glenn Story, as good as they get over at Patriot Mobile. I just want to make sure we're going to get DeGrasse back on. DeGrasse, every time you're on, we're talking about stuff. As you know, the mainstream media has got it as big stories, a couple, because they got to go get their side of it, right? Is that really happening? I want to play Carville, though. And I'm having you back because, folks, I want you to understand, we're ascendant. You're getting the job done. Trust me, underneath the hood, people are paying attention. Let's play James Carville again from our cold open.
You know, I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, black, younger blacks, younger Latinos or whatever, but whatever, younger, I don't like, younger people of color, particularly males. We're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
Leaving in the droves. We're going to get more into this in a couple of days. Alex, your closing thoughts on where do people go to follow everything you're doing?
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, the issue set, especially for young voters, for African-Americans, Hispanics, of course, illegal immigration, crime, cost of living, sort of jobs here at home, manufacturing jobs, you know, being able to pay for a family, fund a family. Those are all issues, especially to young voters and all of those minority groups. And so they're plummeting because the Democrats are a disaster. We got more to talk about on that. You look at some of these dark money redistricting groups, news articles are coming out that they're panicking because they're by accidentally registering MAGA and Republicans, these groups that are not allowed to be partisan, but we'll talk more about that later this week. But you can see me on Truth. I'm at DeGrasse, at DeGrasse81 on Twitter. Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you, guys.
DeGrasse, it's amazing. We're going to have you back on the next couple of days to go through all the rest of it. But, hey, we're hammering on the House. Just we wish that when they got in there, they were better. But that's a topic for a different day. Alex DeGrasse, you're a warrior. Crom Carmichael, we're making a lot of demands of MAGA, you know, going door to door, knocking on doors, all this. Go to the ramparts. You need the heart of a lion to do it because these are lion hearts. How they get better hearts, sir?
Steve, you are correct, and thanks for having me on. And I'm holding up a bottle of Soul Tea. There are 60 soft gels in this bottle, and each one of those soft gels has a high concentration of a particular molecule called theoflavin. And we've done clinical trials on it with 600 people, and we found that the average person who takes our active ingredient, which is that high concentration of theoflavin, will see their cholesterol go down an average of 17%. Now, in my case, my bad cholesterol, we're talking 20 years ago, my bad cholesterol went from 130 to 89, and it's been under 90 ever since. My blood pressure's great, my triglycerides are great, and I take zero prescription drugs. I'm 75 years old, and I think a lot of the reasons for my good health is Soul Tea. And the way that you get Soul Tea, Steve, is you go to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com. And if you use the code WARROOM at checkout, then you get 50% off your initial shipment. And so what you're getting in your initial shipment is you're really getting three bottles for the price of one. But then on an ongoing basis, what we do is we ship three bottles, which is a three-month supply. We ship three bottles for the price of two on an ongoing basis in our subscription, and we always pay the freight. So it works out to about 70 cents a day. It's a tremendous deal, and having a healthy heart is so important for a variety of reasons. Yeah.
Where they go, once again, where they go right now, where they go to immerse themselves in information. You got tons of information. Where they go?
Yeah. Go to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to get our special offer for the posse. And thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, brother. I'm here to make a special announcement tomorrow in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Our own Jane Zirkel will join David Zier, and Jane Zirkel is going to do an interview with Mike Lindell. You know why Mike Lindell is going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin? He's not selling pillows. He's selling freedom. He's there at the rally tomorrow with President Trump. Mike, when you're going to speak tomorrow, sir?
Yes, I am. Yep, I'll be speaking. I think about 3:30 Central Time, somewhere after that. The pre-speakers start around 3:30. But I'm going to be there all day, Steve. I go into the crowd. I want to tell the people what we're all doing in Wisconsin. And remember, we're still trying to recall Robin Voss. That's the RacineRecall.org. This is our second attempt now after they threw out a bunch of stuff. That's just one side note there in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is huge. It's so important to this upcoming election. And
Hang on. We have to win Wisconsin. I'll be blunt. You got to win Arizona. Win Wisconsin. You win Wisconsin,
absolutely.
Trump's the president.
Absolutely. And I have so many great people on the ground there.
You're going to speak at 3:30. Jane Zirkle is going to be there. She's up there tonight. She's going to interview you, probably get you on the morning show, talk about this. Rally is so important in Wisconsin tomorrow. We must win Wisconsin. Let me be blunt about it. Mike, talk to me about deals. We'll talk about the election tomorrow and the Robin Voss recall. Tell me, people want to know about deals, sir. They're deal-oriented. Where are the deals?
Well, everybody, you make it possible that I can get to these rallies and speak. The biggest deal we got going is our $25 extravaganza. These go anywhere pills, these multi-use pills. You guys have all been after the American flag there. We've got Mount Rushmore. We've got all these. I use these pillows everywhere. You bring them with you to the rally. You can sit on. They got great cushions, backrest, sleeping. It's the best multi-use pillows ever. And you get two of them for the price of one. Throw them in the washer and dryer when you get back. But not only that, you go to the website, and we're having our biggest sale ever. By the way, the open box special just for the war room, for the bathrobes. I just checked. A lot of the colors and sizes are still in. $39 a regular, $100-some. There's all the sheets on sale. The six-pack towel sets you've all been taking advantage of. Lowest price in history, $25. The Giza Premium My Pillows, where it all started. We've sold over 80-some million. $25, no matter what the loft level, king or queen, $25 a piece. That's it. The slippers and slides on sale. Everything's on sale for the War Room Posse, Steve. And if everybody can get those phones ringing, 800-873-1062. Help support my employees. They love the War Room Posse.
And let them now know the 10,000 new IRS agents are not going to be able to shut them down. Mike, we'll see you tomorrow in Green Bay. Jane Zirkle is going to interview Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is going to fire-breathing speech. Brother, thank you so much. Breaking news. Biden's trying to walk back the transgenderism ideology post he made. He says, I didn't know anything about it. Jean-Marie saying, Fox does it. Murdoch does it. No. Not good enough. Brandon Showalter next in the war room. Ben Harnwell joins me. We're going to be on fire. Just a short commercial break. Stick around. You're in the war room. Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care. Visit JaceMedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, JaceMedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, WarRoomHealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.